coming to you from Rockingham, IPL Radio. Sorry about that scary music.
What
I hit the
is that sound?
Let me do that again.
Why do you why do you gravitate towards that button?
Why, it's because it's blue. I like mental health is blue, isn't it? So it's blue. Sorry about that.
You're blue, dubba dee, dubba
da. I'm blue.
Oh, my goodness. Did I just do that?
Yeah, you did. Thank you. There was no rhythm with it, though. It was just a word. Thank you for joining us here at IPL Radio in Rockingham today. What a beautiful morning it is, with Good Vibrations with Mish and...
Todd.
Yes, Todd's with me, which is fantastic. Todd is my new co-host.
Absolutely.
I keep forgetting to, you know, usually I say today, but I won't say today because it's going to be forever. Thank you for joining us this morning. I've now got a special guest in the studio with me today, and it's Louise. Hi, Louise.
Hi, Mish. Hi, Todd.
Good morning, Louise.
For joining us this morning. You've come from a long way this morning from beautiful Dwelling Up.
Oh, if you want to call it a long way, yeah. It's have just a drive down the hill. It's only an hour and a bit.
Yeah, isn't it? Well, for some, that's a long way.
Okay.
But it is a beautiful drive no matter what. It was a fabulous drive. You didn't go on the freeway, did you?
I think Kwinana. I'm a Queenslander. It's the back road. I didn't take the main coast road.
Good, good. Yeah. Okay.
Pinjarra or Dill Park?
Pinjarra.
Okay.
Pinjarra
towards Mandurah and then up the freeway expressway.
Right.
That,
okay.
That one.
Yep. So not Dill Park.
Not Dill Park Road.
Not the windy forest road.
You guys have options. In Queensland, there's only one.
See, Dill Park Road, Dill Park Road to me as a motorbike rider is the mecca of going to Dwelling Up because it's like this.
Yes.
Right? So we love Dill Park Road.
As a motor car enthusiast.
There you go. Yeah. We just love those corners. So great. So anyway, we appreciate you coming in this morning. Louise is the founder of The Meld, M-E-L-D. Tell us more about what that is, Louise.
Well, The Meld actually came about from some extreme pain. Years ago, I was a very successful business entrepreneur and the world was my oyster. Then between 2011 and 2017, I managed to lose two husbands, my grandmother, my mother, my daughter and my home. Quite literally crashed and burned.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you talk mental health, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
So when I did finally crash, I went looking for, I was rescued, and it's all yicky story, not going there.
Yep.
I chose to go with the shrink, but not the pills, and I healed naturally myself through the alternative therapists.
Brilliant.
And it was an interesting journey, but in doing so, I discovered a great need amongst the alternative therapists. They are really good at what they do.
Mm.
And they suck at business.
Okay, that's fair enough. So marketing, promoting themselves, even though they have the passion behind them, because they all have passion, because that's where it all started, they seem to not be able to get themselves out there.
No,
is that what you mean?
That's just marketing. Marketing is only one element of business.
Okay.
Because business, you've got marketing, but then you've got sales, you've got product, you've got operations, you've got finance, you've got people.
Gosh, yeah, that is a big team that you have, and that team is usually that one person.
That's right. Yeah. When you have one person who has one passion, they like to spend most of their time doing just what they do best.
That's true.
And it's the weakness that I identified, but then I also discovered it was damned hard to find them.
Really?
Yes, because the media algorithms don't want you to find them.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
As a when you set up a page on Facebook, you can't actually use the word alternative therapy in your name.
Is that right?
Yeah.
If your name is alternative therapy?
What if you change your name creative? If I legally have my name as alternative, they won't accept it.
Oh, don't put it past someone.
No, it's probably already there. It's already happened.
I know someone who changed their name, but I used to work with him, changed his name by deed poll to Meow Ludo Disco Gamma Meow Meow.
No, stop it.
Yeah, I'm not kidding you.
Are
I'm not
you
kidding,
kidding
you. It would not surprise me if someone has changed their name by deed poll to Alternative Therapy. Can you just imagine it as a pickup line at a bar? Hi, my name's Alternative Therapy. I'm Alternative Therapy. Want to get a drink with me?
Wow, that's bizarre.
Sorry, I have digressed.
Where's that squirrel gone?
You are digressive.
ADHD. If I was to open up a social media page, they wouldn't allow me to use those words.
Yes, exactly.
Is that right? Why? Just because.
There is a big organisation out there that prefers that the world doesn't know about what alternative therapists
do. Because they don't make any money out of it.
Can you give a bit more of an explanation as to what alternative therapy is?
Yes, yes.
Please.
If we were to... I'll use an analogy that I use in helping people learn how to find their niche. So imagine a cake, a round cake, mm-hmm. and then divide it up like you do a target. So you've got four circles.
All right.
Okay. Now you draw a line from the centre outward and another line from the centre outward like you're cutting a slice of the cake.
Yeah.
Okay, the outside portion of that cake, that's mainstream. So the whole section of that cake is your health cake. The rest of it could be hunting, shooting, cars, whatever yeah. you like for yeah. the rest of the cake. That's all the other subjects that come up under mainstream, under social media. The outside one of our little slice of cake we've taken out is mainstream. So that's your doctor. You go to a doctor. You get sick, you go to a doctor. That's yeah. that lot.
Yeah.
But then there's the complementary therapists. So you've got acupuncture, chiropractor. There's a lot of them that are recognised. So yeah. kinesiology is actually right. in there as well.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
They're recognised by mainstream. Mm-hmm. But then kinesiology and some of those actually cross over the next slice of the part of the cake, which is alternative. So that's your Reiki masters, people who do sound healing, Kwai Gong. These are the different ones that don't require any treatment, any medications.
Oh, okay, yep.
They're not necessarily into diet or anything like that. They actually work on frequencies.
Yes.
Energies. But then you've got the last tiny little corner of the cake, and that's your esoterics. So these are the ones who link themselves directly with the universal energies.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
Okay. So when we taper our little piece of cake down to the point, the esoterics are the ones right in the bottom end. Hmm. Now, esoteric and mainstream, there's no connection in theory.
Okay.
In reality, there's a huge connection. There's a lot of science being done on it, research.
Okay.
They are actually finding how it's actually working through means used by mainstream science.
Well, look at the hospitals and having like... Perth Children's Hospital. I was about to say Princess Margaret for a second.
Yeah.
But look at things like the Perth Children's Hospital that have people go around and they say laughter is the best medicine.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
That's a frequency healer.
It is. We've done an interview with a lady that does laughter yoga, she calls it.
Yes.
And it was brilliant.
I think that's probably the only one that I've heard of that is promoted and condoned in the mainstream medical and therapy area.
Because it works.
Yeah. Yeah, clearly it does, but I haven't heard of. I mean, I've even heard GPs say, "Oh, don't worry about chiro. That they're not real doctors," which they are. They've been through 4 years of medical school to get their certification. But the fact that some GPs are probably a minority these days consider chiros to not be real doctors, but. Like you said, that's not even those inner slices of the, dartboard? Because what you described there is really like a dartboard.
Yes.
They're on that second tier, not right in the middle.
No.
So if that's what's being said about people in the second tier, that real core centre, that little component of the centre, they don't stand much of a chance, do they?
Well, that's what others would like to think, but we're out there, we're doing our thing anyway.
Fantastic.
But proof proves that. Proof, you know what I mean? Like facts. You see the fact that laughter is helping out. So they can't say, look, you know, it's ridiculous. How ridiculous can you say that it's a medical thing by laughing?
Well, let's bring it back to the MELD because that's what we're here to talk.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Now, when I had my crash and burn and then I found my way through the mess through the alternative therapies... And I got myself back together again. Mm. I'm back on top, and I'm back in operation as a coach. I call myself Coach Louise, and I coach business systems with the alternative therapists. So that's complementary, alternative, and esoteric.
Okay.
Yeah, but I also found that because they were so fragmented and hard to find, I needed to find a way that I could actually create a community out of them. Now, there are lots of little fragmented communities already out there and they all do their own little thing. They've got their own little cliques.
Yeah, definitely. Yes.
So what I found was that I created an organisation. I had to find a word that wasn't being used. Now, back then, this is 2018 when I first created it, it wasn't being used. And meld to me like a bringing together, a melding of all these different therapies and people had have these healing gifts.
I do like that word.
Yes.
I do like that word. Like it suggests that you've got all these
it's
things
like
coming
pot.
Together
yeah. yes.
and it's formed one functional
which
useful
is exactly
object,
what it is.
Yes. You know?
Yes. So it's actually just a frequency. It's a bringing together of people with all of these same frequencies.
Yep.
So it's not registered. It's not an organisation. It doesn't have bosses. There are no meetings and minutes and records. There's no money. It's a Facebook group and they just come together and they choose a date, time and place.
Yep.
And the therapists come together and they share and talk amongst themselves and share what they get to know each other.
That's great.
But when the public knows about it and they're curious to get to know these people, you don't just walk into a clinic somewhere and line them all up and see which one that you want to go and see. That's just not the way it works.
No.
This gives them the opportunity to turn up at one of the gatherings and actually listen to and get to meet.
Oh, that's so important.
Face-to-face some of the local therapists.
So everything that you're talking about here, and you mentioned it before with your own experience leading into this that gave you the drive to establish this is surrounding, like there's a physical aspect to it as well, that's very clear, but it speaks of significant mental health impacts as well.
Yes.
Are you making noises,
Mish? I'm making my phone ding. Oh, sorry about that. I'm really bad at that sort of thing. I really need to just put it
she
on.
She dinged us.
I dinged. Keep going.
So it speaks very much of a means by which to establish a good or better mental health state.
Yes.
So maybe can you talk us through how creating this had that impact for you?
For me?
Yeah.
Because I'd already found a couple of therapists amongst my friends list, and because part of my loss was my home, I'd bought a caravan and I was travelling up and down the east coast of Queensland. I've got 5 sons, and so I was just moving from one son's backyard to the next.
That actually doesn't sound so bad.
It doesn't.
It was quite funny from the son's perspective. one would get a phone call, Elvis has left the building, she's all yours.
Oh, wow. Wow.
At least you had 5 to go to. That's a lot.
I have a new man in my life, and Brian actually has 5 as well. So
you're
we have
joking.
10 sons between us.
A Brady Bunch.
10 sons. No, because that would be half and half.
Yeah.
I mean, that was 3 sons and 3 daughters. She's talking about
was
10
sons. Was it 3 sons. Only on each side?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it was.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes.
She's talking about 10
big,
sons.
Big Brady Bunch. 10.
Wow.
That's huge.
So, look, the reason that I asked about that and you know, how that impacted your mental health is because, like, when we were speaking about this before the interview, is that one of the things that we do here is mental health first aid, and recently we've been struggling with that marketing with getting the name out there. So how would the MELD be able to help with things like that? Like if someone was an organisation or was a provider in that area, how do they get involved with the MELD?
In the same way that the therapists do. Anyone who is involved in this field is welcome to participate in the MELD.
That's fantastic.
I'm not going to put a block on anyone who's offering solace help for anyone who is messed up, because I know what it is to be messed up, and I knew the struggle it was to come to get unmessed. Mm. And if there are mental health first aid people out there, I'd be the first to put my hand up and say, yes, please. What I do is I encourage the people who are involved, who are the professionals, they have social media pages and you have posts. And when you have events coming up, share them onto your local MELD group. So coming back to explaining how the MELD actually functions, there is one group which is just called the MELD, which is for everyone and everything online. So that could cover everyone across Australia. And there are also Americans who are involved in this as well.
Okay.
They want me to set up a group over there and I've said no, Australia first.
Much. Yeah.
So I've got a couple of groups in Queensland, and we've got the group here in Perth called Mandurah. So it's the MELD Mandurah.
Correct. Yep.
So if you have your social media page and you're putting posts up about how you promote, you're sharing your posts, you share them onto the MELD page just like everyone else is sharing their events, so that the more people who get to know what the MELD is, both mainstream and those in our community, they get to see things that are happening through the MELD. I'm out here promoting the MELD with you guys.
Mm.
Yes.
It's in my book, my published book called Why Would You?
Oh, by this is the book, by the way. Why would you?
Can I just read the front of it? As well.
I'll just quickly do that. So why would you wear clothes made from spandex or lycra? Why would you put chemicals all over your face, hair, body and nails? Why would you smother your body in sunscreen? Why would you eat chemically preserved food? Why would you clean your house and clothes with toxic suds? And why would you leave the Wi-Fi turned on at night? Well, there you go.
That's just a short list.
That's a short list. There's 8 challenges to identify reasons for your unwellness and natural ways to undo the reversible damage. Oh, this is going to be really interesting.
Now read the byline. No, the byline on the bottom.
The government is not your friend. Find out why. Why would you? Louise Size.
Is it bad that I thought of an answer for the first two questions and I thought...
Why would you wear spandex? Oh, you wear spandex and lycra.
Yeah, figure skating.
Yeah.
And the last one, why would you leave the Wi-Fi on at night? Because kids, teenage kids.
Oh, okay.
Damn teenage kids.
They need to read the book.
It's really interesting because lately, I suffer from dermatitis and it's contact dermatitis.
Yes.
And it's because of the chemicals that I'm using around the house.
Yes.
It's exactly what that is. So I've started using vinegar, eucalyptus oil and water for my cleaning sprays. Mm-hmm. So is this book going to help me with other alternatives?
It'll give you the understanding of why more than what to do.
Okay, good.
There's a whole list in there. It's to stimulate you to start thinking outside the box.
Okay, good.
With the government now being a corporation, their philosophy now must conform to corporate law.
Mm.
They've got to make a profit.
Yeah, of course.
That's what being a corporation
is all about.
So we the people are now commodities.
Oh, yeah.
And there is profit in health. Sorry, health.
Oh, yeah, absolutely there is.
There's been profit in health for a long time. Look
we
at pharma.
Promote wellness, not health.
Correct, yeah.
Life is about being well, and I have learned not only to be well. I'm not on any medications whatsoever.
Good for you.
I eat well. You'll see there's no makeup, there's no nail polish.
Mm-mm.
In fact, my fingernails show that I like to work in the garden. There's no hair colour up here.
No. It's all natural.
I am as natural as they come.
Yeah.
And I believe I'm a work in progress, but I am a working model to show how simple it is. You don't have to be glamorous to be yourself.
It's all from in here anyway.
It is.
Yeah.
And when you allow yourself to come from the heart... And you just relax and just be who you are.
I struggle with that. I struggle with that. Self-love.
Here's a thought, and you know from what perspective I speak. We weren't born, designed, created, whatever, to come into the world and wear makeup. We weren't born to...
fake nails.
I'm going to pick on you here, Mitch.
Yeah, whatever.
We weren't born to colour our hair. We weren't born to... create artificial chemicals that we shove into our mouths.
These are marketing
trends.
We don't
need these things.
Yeah. These are money making. These are the things that we're sold.
We don't need them.
You're right, 100%.
They become wants.
100%.
But they're not just that. You've got the advertising, you've got the magazines and television that are out there saying, oh, you look so beautiful when you've got all these.
You need one
on.
Of these, yeah.
Yes, but it's looks with just the eyes. When you turn off your 5 senses and you become... one with just who you are. And then you take that self and you bring it down into your heart. You lose all of that scrambling stuff that's going on through the neurons in your brain.
Mm.
Because when you come down to the heart, you have happiness and warmth. And if you close your eyes and then just start putting all of the happy words into your heart, when you have a stressful moment, you close your eyes, turn off all your senses and go down there into your heart and find all those happy words.
Gosh, that sounds impossible. It really does.
It might sound impossible and it takes practice. But when you've done it often enough, because your determination is that you don't want to be where you were.
Mish, I'm sure that I've said this to you before. Break up the word impossible. It says, I'm possible.
Aww.
There's a lot of them.
We should get a poster about that. I'm going to get a tattoo. I'm possible. Anyway,
then you could have no regrets.
Was that regrets?
Yeah. The wrong tattoo. They spelled it wrong.
It's a tattoo meme. Yeah.
Okay.
Someone got no regrets tattooed on them, and it said no regrets.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm a clean skin.
That's very interesting that you should come up with it because we don't look outside the box. We're very much closed off to what we're told to see.
Yes.
You know. And we are programmed.
It's funny how we trust, isn't it?
Yeah,
we're told something
thing.
And we
yeah.
just instinctively
we
trust.
Yeah. Or that sunscreen is going to be perfect for me because someone else has got it and they look amazing and they never got burnt. So we trust in that bullshit.
But if you take your container of sunscreen and you turn it around and you sit on the computer yeah. and you type in those words and ask for the MSDS, the Material Safety Data Sheet, on what it is and what it does, you will have nightmares. And people are lathering it all over their babies.
Yeah, true. Because we trust in the fact that we're told that it's okay.
Yes.
Or we should do that.
The government
wow.
The government is not your friend.
No, you're right. It's just making money. Just making money. Wow. You know what? You look at everything around you. Let's just say, for example, my bottle of water. Now, I'm told that a bottle of water, through media, I have to buy this because it's pure spring water and it's in a plastic bottle because it's recyclable.
Mm-hmm.
But in all honesty, is that water from a spring?
You don't know, but I can guarantee you that bottle of water came from a spring, twice filtered into my kitchen tap.
And it cost you nothing?
It's cost me nothing and it's in a stainless steel container.
Do you know what? Water is more expensive than petrol.
Yes.
Per litre.
Yes.
Work that out.
And have a look at who owns all of the companies who actually sell all the different brands. It comes back to one of three.
I'm going to start drinking petrol.
No, but seriously, per litre.
You have got some mental health issues.
but seriously, here in Australia in particular, I'm talking about Australia, we pay per litre
yes.
more than, like there was probably $2.50 and that's not even a litre. How much are these bottles?
Too much.
Yeah. So
it's profit. It's pure
it's
profit.
It's ridiculous.
And the people who actually have springs, there was one west of the Gold Coast up in the hills, the Springbrook Hills, and they had a natural spring up there and naturally they bought the property and they found the
yeah,
spring.
Yeah.
So they set themselves up to bottle water. Could not get a license.
You know what? Where does this come from? I would love to see the factory where this comes from because it's not a spring in a beautiful natural property.
In Adelaide, there was an interesting initiative put in by the West End Brewery. They had a tap at the outside, on the outskirts yeah. of the brewery, where all the big tanks are, just at the start of Port Road there. They're not there anymore, unfortunately, but this tap was pure water. And you could go and fill your bottles, big bottles, whatever,
yeah.
For free. You could go and fill it for free. The water cost nothing. It was free water, just like it is from your spring. But that was all proper, pure water that they used in the brewing process.
Okay.
They just made it available for the public as well. But like I said, that's all ended. They're no longer there. That's all ended. But where are these sorts of initiatives out there
yeah,
in the community
so
now?
They've been taken away because the corporations that own yeah. the water bottling systems, they're making the profit out of it.
They are.
Huge yeah. amount of money.
They are.
Yeah. But even in a household, like I got my water bill the other day, and the actual water bill was made up of usage and sewage, etc. The amount of water that we actually use is very minimal in dollar-wise than it is to the whole bill, which was sewage, you know, whatever it is, you're giving getting near the water to the system. So I don't know why we pay so much for water. I can go to Indonesia and buy this for like 20 cents. Why are we in Australia paying so much money? Well, no, that's a stupid question because we know why.
Corporations.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's disgraceful. Anyway, we've gone off of subject a little bit.
Coles and Woolworths are under the grill at the moment through
they
a Senate
are.
Inquiry. Maybe we should toss that question in while they're doing
yeah.
it.
There's funny, which is I was looking at something on Facebook this morning and there was the two that are getting interviewed through the Senate. They were saying, do you get staff discount? And they said, yes. And they said, well, do you use it? And they said, yes. And yet they're millions of dollars worth of they get millions of dollars worth of bonuses and stuff like that, but they're still using staff discount. Anyway, we're going off the subject.
We have.
Let's get back to the Meld because...
The Meld is not here to save everybody's life, not save everybody's problems. We're not going to save the world. But what we are going to do is create an environment where people can actually come and find some natural help. because the doctors and the shrinks and the pills are not the total solution.
No.
There are other solutions.
Yes. I'm just learning that.
And I am evidence of that.
Yeah.
You're there to lead the horse to the water. It's up to the horse to drink.
It is absolutely, totally up to the horse to drink.
I like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm full of analogies today.
It's full of it.
I've got to,
full of
cliches. I've got to stop this.
You got allergies, was that?
He's got those as well.
I'm sure I've got a few of those. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just so if anyone's interested, look up the MELD. So MELD, capital letters, I believe. Mandra, if you're in this area.
Yes.
Although there is a MELD, as in Australia-wide, the MELD.
The MELD.
But yes, if you want to be in the Rockingham or WA even, that was the Mandra site. I'm actually on it, and I'm not even a provider, but
is where we encourage the community, the public,
yeah,
to actually get on board.
Yeah.
Because the bigger we actually create the energy that is the MELD, a place where people can come together and learn about the other side of the fence from mainstream.
That's right. That's right.
Right. The more we can get people on board that, the bigger the MELD grows. And if anyone wants a community to actually start in their own area, another MELD.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I have a page. It's a Facebook page. I've had to use the strategy that social media offers.
Of course.
So I have one page where I actually register each of the new MELD groups. If you want one, just get to me, find me.
Sure.
You can find me through any of the MELD groups because I'm the name at the top of the list, the admin. And we can start a new group wherever you want one started.
Yeah.
And I will help you set up a moderator, train a moderator to know what to do to manage it.
Perfect.
Because it's all free, we have ways of allowing the moderator to actually make a few dollars out of it, and I can share that with the moderators.
Sure,
you can't expect them to do a lot of work for nothing.
Of course.
And just one more thing, if you've got a group that has the same name in two different states, we actually put the postcode on the end of the name.
That's a really good idea.
Yes, because I could see it travelling across Australia, and I know we've got a Warwick in Queensland. We've got a Gingin in Queensland.
Oh, okay.
There's a Mandra in Darwin.
Is there okay,
I've travelled around the country a bit.
You do need to use those postcodes.
So the postcode will actually define which community the actual MELD group belongs to.
That's a good idea.
But my legacy will be a MELD group in every community around Australia.
Mm. That'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
And then to see it go offshore.
Wow.
Because I believe that now is the time that people are losing faith totally in the medical system.
100%.
There's doubt there now, and they need somewhere else to go to find something different.
Yep.
And so I believe the MELD is where they'll find something
good
different.
For you.
Can I just segue to something that's fairly relevant in that space and the medical system failing? It was probably part this and part other, and I don't want to speak too much on it because we could go down a very deep rabbit hole here.
Oh, yes.
But that – and I don't want to downplay the victims here.
Spit it out. Come on, spit it out.
The poor man that didn't get the help that he needed that led him to a point where and you both know what I'm talking about, Bondi, where he went into a shopping mall and started stabbing people.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of areas that we could point fingers at there, but the medical system is one of them. If people could get the help that they require and tap into that, then maybe situations like that wouldn't occur. And that was absolutely tragic.
I'm going to counter that with a recent release from a medical document that's been published on the Australian Medical Journal.
Okay.
And they have just recently conceded that a certain injection is now possibly complicit in anxiety today.
Wow.
And it's no longer necessarily a mental psychological disorder. It's now perceived to be partially biological.
Oh, I was reading that in the MELD, actually. I think you put it on there.
Yes, sir.
I really wanted to talk about that today because I believe that 100%. My anxiety and my depression is not to do with what's happening around me. It's to do with my biological from generations back.
Okay, now what we're finding is that we've got stuff in our bloodstream that we didn't used to have. We are all familiar with that now.
Yeah.
And there's been some work done, and I'm still waiting for some actual stats. I want to see some stats on it first.
Of course.
But it looks like people are doing some live blood analysis and then doing the gong, listening to the sound therapy with the gongs. The gongs are shattering what's in the bloodstream.
Really? I'm not surprised.
Well, that hasn't been validated yet, and I'm waiting on some people to actually validate that.
I would love to hear about that because I'm for it. I think that's they're definitely on the right path.
It might be one thing that if it shatters it, well, we don't know how much longer that's going to last or how effective it's going to be. We've got a lot of research, and the same document that was published in the medical journal said that the people who are doing the research need the freedom to do the research that needs to be done, and this is what's being stymied as well.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
Very interesting. Yes. Very, very interesting. On that note, thank you so much for coming in. We could spend hours talking about this sort of stuff, honestly.
Yeah.
Because it's... And that's why I do this every week, because there's so much to talk about. The alternatives is what I'm trying to look at,
mm-hmm.
because I've been medicated for 26 years for my depression and anxiety, and there has to be something else. There has to be something else for me. It's not just taking these chemicals every day, because those chemicals are not allowing me to be me as well.
Exactly,
you know what I mean?
Yes. But just so that we touch on this again too, when you've been on the medication and you hear these stories, don't suddenly stop.
Oh, no, definitely not. Definitely, I've been down that track before and it does not work. Please don't do that.
No, don't do that.
So if anyone's listening to that, please don't stop. Please do not stop taking your tablets. You must,
without
consulting advice from your doctor.
Yes.
But there are things, and I'm talking about things that you can do as well as your medication, maybe.
But there is a way to actually wean yourself off it. If you work between a doctor and a naturopath, and they are both hand in glove working with you, and you have to find two in agreeance.
Yeah.
There are blood tests that you do while you are on your medication, and they give you what is classified as normal for your body.
Okay.
And then working with the naturopath, they can actually transition your diet so that you're actually getting stuff into your diet that compensates for what's in the drugs, and then slowly wean off elements of your drugs.
There you go.
But it must be done over a long period of time.
Correct.
And monitored by the professionals.
Correct.
So that they can help you.
100%.
Because when you come out of it, what happens is you are on a different diet, because there are foods you can't eat while you're on those drugs.
Okay.
It's because what those foods do. But you must do this under medical supervision.
Yeah, exactly.
It is doable, but it's a big ask.
Yeah, it is a big ask. But I'm talking about things like, for example, with myself, I've been doing sound therapy. Now, that's not going to affect my medication, okay? But it's going to help me and I'm trying to get into meditation. I'm trying to get into breath work. Those things aren't going to affect my medication, but they will affect my feeling and my aura for that. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
I don't know. But, so it's those types of things I'm talking about at this stage. If you want to go deeper, of course, you must go into medical assistance and all that sort of stuff. As I said, we could go about this for hours and days, because this is what it's all about. Mental health is a huge thing. There's so many alternatives out there. just making you feel better about yourself, and that's what we all want, right? We all want to be happy and better, feel better about ourselves. Please contact, if you need to, the meld, MELD.
Get onto Facebook,
Mandra,
do a
Facebook.
Search.
Yeah, the meld. Can they contact you personally
as well? Yes, on Facebook.
So it's Louise Size.
It's mrs.louise.size.
There you go. It's mrs.louise.size. It can contact you. Is that through Facebook?
That's on Facebook. Yeah.
And then, of course, you've got the meld as well. So please get onto there, because then you'll find all the alternatives on there and something you might click with.
No doubt you'll find us on there as well.
Yeah,
and
I'm on there.
I think we need to get our mental first.
Mental
health first aid training up on there as well.
Yes, absolutely.
I'll do that. I'll get Tristram to be involved.
And while we're involved in this too, I believe you guys could do with some corporate sponsorship.
We definitely need help.
We are very graciously willing to put our cap out. We're always looking for sponsorships and donations.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We do struggle with finances in here, because it is all voluntary based, not for profit. We're in the process of building studios, as you can see.
So you still have expenses that need to be covered?
We do have a lot of expenses.
And what you guys are doing is amazing.
Yeah, thank you so much. Appreciate it. I'm going to go into some 80s music, because that's my therapy. So this is Yazoo.
Well, it's sound wave therapy, isn't it, Mish?
But that's why I'm called Good Vibrations.
There you go.